Hey guys, it's another Papa's Basement. I am here with my brother, Will.
Yo.
And the beatbox himself.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is that guy's name from Beverly Hills Cop?
Winslow. Winslow.
Is that his name in real
life? Police Academy.
But yeah, I forget his name in real life. Do you remember that actor?
Michael Winslow.
Okay, yeah. I've never seen the movie, but like I know like he beatboxed for Stern, like the entire like intro of that Great American Nightmare.
Yeah.
And did like every instrument track by track just with his mouth.
He is unfathomably talented at such a retarded skill.
And that's basically what Stern was saying. He's like, this guy is so talented, but like, what the fuck do you do with it? Like, how do you make money with that?
It's like being good at improv.
Right. Like, no, I've thought about that. I saw a Stern interview. This is a long time ago where a guy could tap his, I guess, fingernails on his teeth and play like any tune.
Yeah.
And Howard was like, that is so amazing. You can't do anything with that.
Yeah.
You're going nowhere.
Well, it's almost like D-Day in Animal House, except he does it by like flicking his throat.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. Revelry or reverie, whatever the fuck it is. Like the trumpet.
Revelry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I always thought that was cool.
Reverie is how they pronounce it in Japan.
Reverie?
Reverie. So it's,
thanks for coming over, guys.
Of course, Michael, your hour of need.
I've been on Twitter and Facebook, and I just posted just a couple statuses where I'm like, does anyone else like have the Sunday blues? Gosh.
I just do the little Pink Floyd lyric, is there anybody out there? And that just loops, and people know what's up. Also, before we forget, I just want to say that when Will and I walked in Michael's apartment, he had booted on his gigantic IMAX screen just a still of an Asian woman fucking white plumper all the way down her throat for comedic effect. And it was hilarious. Will and I doubled over. So that's the kind of show.
I actually was a few seconds late getting down to you guys because I was trying to pause it where the drool that was hanging down from her mouth was catching the background color of her shirt so it would really pop.
Was it actually intentional?
Oh yeah.
Oh. Okay. No, I'm one of those people, like, I know Tom Sizemore does it. Like, I'll just have porn on the computer, and I'll be eating nuts with my bare hands watching CNN. And
it's just hardcore.
Wait, Tom Sizemore or Tom Segura?
No, Tom Sizemore did it, because someone, like, came in to do an interview with him, and maybe I heard the audio from it, or I don't remember, but he's like, the interviewer's like, can you turn that off? And Tom Sizemore's like, I feel like you're judging me right now. When your white noise is just pornography.
Did you ever see the guy, the CNN guy that he thought he was off Zoom? I guess.
Oh, Jeffrey Toobin.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's the best part
of
COVID.
New Yorker, I think, right?
No, both. I'm sure he did both. But yeah, he's like, and he's back on CNN.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
He just started like working his crank.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
He scooted back his chair a little bit, unbuckled, like getting ready for a sesh.
Jeez, I know. Christ.
Like, and the fact that they have him back on air, like, how could you show your face? Like, even if you offered me my job back, I'd be like, I'm sorry.
I changed my name.
He still has some mortgage payments.
I guess so, yeah. The fucking Manhattan rent ain't cheap last night.
Can you imagine if that, you're like, honey, I would quit and do something else, but I can't, so.
I mean, there's nothing worse than being caught. I think you walked in me one time. I wasn't even jerking off when we were kids. You remember? Like, you burst in my room, and I was just, like, scratching my bag.
Yes.
But I was wearing shorts, so I was like, oh, fuck it. I'm just going to pull my penis and testicles, like, over the waistband and scratch that way. And right at that moment, he, like, bursts in, and this goes back out. I'm like, God damn it. I got caught for something I wasn't even fucking doing.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I've shared this story with you, because you don't listen to the pod. I had an amazing streak of never getting caught beating it.
Until
I don't think he caught me D in hand literally the night before our dad went in for the surgery that he never exited the hospital from.
Wow.
That is the last 2 hours he ever spent in that fucking house, he walked in on his son beating his meat at the fucking family computer in the dining room.
You know what, though, I have thought is that as often as I was just deathly afraid of getting caught by my parents, yeah. Now that I'm older, I'm like, they probably knew that I was jerking off. Yeah. Like, and just were like, okay, you know, I'll just wait for him to come down. Like, as much as I thought I never got caught, I think it was pretty obvious what I was doing.
Like, I mean, look, caught dick in hand? No. Enough evidence to put me away for murder? Yeah. Like, my mom had, God, when I first started my career.
Are you talking about which career?
of the hand rocking cocking. I know at first I just went through all the Vaseline that was still in the house from when we were babies.
Oh, I did that too. And some of that shit was like from the 80s and it caused my dick to peel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was sunburn. Painted as fuck. And I just remember it would not wash off your hands. And then I'd go play video games. And if you ever like, why is the Super Nintendo controller slick as fuck? It was because of that.
Wait, what wouldn't wash off?
The Vaseline.
That shit doesn't come off. You need like lava soap to get that shit off.
Or at least like.
You mean like petroleum jelly?
Petroleum jelly.
Yeah, like soap doesn't eat through it. So you can wash your hands. It's like still greasy.
Right,
yeah.
right.
And then. There was like a stretch of a year where she was using a lotion that was like lime green, just a hand lotion.
Wait, that you were borrowing.
Yeah, that I was borrowing myself to.
And she was applying.
Yeah. All right, Scooter, do your thing. And I was still sporting whitey tighties. And like one time she was just like, why all like the pair, every fucking pair is green up front? Like, what's going on? And I was just like, I'm not wiping so well. And she had to be like, so many more questions.
Why is it green? Were you like in the grass?
Yeah.
Like, you fucking like the side of a hill?
Just like, I wouldn't get it off of my hog. And then I'd pull my whitey tighties back up and the shit would soak into the whitey tighties.
How is it good for your skin, though, to have like dye that fucking strong? It could stain
underwear. I don't
know.
Yeah. If I ever want to fucking blame anything for stunting my hog growth, I could just say that.
So your dad walked in.
Yeah, but I gotta believe in my heart of hearts that like the angle of the desk, like, and my mom piling up magazines next to the computer blocked like an actual view of what was going on. It was more just like my,
I gotta imagine,
cracking.
He was like, I know what he's doing. I'm just gonna go to the kitchen.
Well, I mean, he was born in like 1934, so mm-hmm. I think the concept of like jerking off to computer porn would be foreign to him.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, our dad had like tons of the physical porn.
Right, but the fact that you're sitting at a computer, again, it's like, oh, maybe
true.
It doesn't like
compute,
like,
is this kid
so to
horny
speak
for MS-DOS? Like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
what's this nerd doing? Fucking.
I could hear one time my dad watching. It had to have been like a Korean soap opera.
Mm-hmm.
That I
like
had
a torture scene, and it sounds
like
the movie Audition.
Yeah, no, it. Gosh, there was some. It was one of those moments where I'm like, wait, is that like softcore? And it was like when those words got into my head, I was like, you know what? I don't care. I'm gonna just go for a drive.
Yeah,
this like, fun. Like, speaking of Stern earlier, I remember not too long ago someone called in where he's saying like he was on his way to work. And he had a shit, and his dad's house was nearby, so he just came into his dad's house and caught him jerking off.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm thankful I never did that. I don't think I ever heard our parents fucking either.
I know one time they, like, just straight up barricaded the door, and I tried to get in, and they're just like, fuck off, basically.
I remember that, but I assume they were fighting, which they probably were.
They went hand in hand, yeah. That was the foreplay in that house. Oh, God.
I just assume they don't want us to hear about how broke they are and how we're going to die in a gutter.
What do you mean they didn't want us to hear that? That's all we fucking heard. Oh, are you kidding me? Did they shield you from that? Because Okay, did mom
there you go.
Not talk about that in front of you?
Course.
Because my God. She fucking wouldn't shut up about it in front of me, to the point, like, I had to have a parent-teacher conference because my God, fourth grade teacher or something, was just like, John's like very depressed looking. What's going on? And then my mom just starts bawling in front of my teacher. Like, oh, we're going.
You're like, you're in fourth grade and you're like stressed about bills.
Yes.
Yeah, I got in trouble in fifth grade because like at that point, our dad kind of like left almost and did for a bit.
I forgot that. What?
You remember that? Like he almost like moved out once. So if I was in fifth grade, you would have been in seventh.
God, really? No.
But it was like...
was it an overnight thing or was it multiple nights or what?
Maybe like a couple days, something like two, 3 days.
Get the fuck out. Wow. I do not recall that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It came close. And like I started acting up in school. But again, it's like when you get to that age, I keep going back to Stern, but I don't know, like, you know, like Baba Booey's parents.
Okay.
Like that happened with his parents. Like the dad moved out, but it was longer. So like for years.
Yeah.
It was just living in this sad house with other old single men with like nothing but a hot plate. And then finally just like the shittiness of that situation drove him to like get back together with the mom who's apparently like batshit crazy too.
Oh wow.
Like, kind of like our mom.
God, no, man. I remember him splitting now and again for a night, like crashing at a friend's house or something because like there was just like an apocalyptic fight.
I don't recall just, that. See, that's
oh,
weird.
No, that happened a couple times was when we were younger and he was just like, fuck this, and like either crashed at his brother's or with like Uncle Gus maybe or some shit. I don't know. Uncle Gus was in Greece. But like we just crashed with his brother, I'm guessing. And maybe he had a couple friends in the area. And then like he'd just be back the next day after work like no shit happened. Like, yeah.
Was this about money primarily?
I don't.
Oh, probably about our mother being a giant C word.
Yeah, I think it wasn't always money. The cuntitude would have been.
She's
a through thread.
Have you met her or no?
Oh yeah, she's lovely.
No, that's that's completely
a facade. You've been duped. I mean. Like, look, she can...
People who meet OJ briefly probably say that. Right.
Yeah, lovely guy. Couldn't have done it.
So nice. He just wanted his memorabilia back.
Yeah, no, man.
OJ on the golf course and OJ behind closed doors are two different things.
Yeah, right. God, that is a perfect analogy. Fuck. I was there the other night. And, like, I was just shocked at how quickly, like, she's able to articulate the ways you're doing things she doesn't like.
Oh, really?
I mean, I've never met someone more comfortable to be like, you are inconveniencing me in the mildest ways. And I, like, fuck you. Like, temperature has to be her way. Food, her way. Volume of everything in the house, her way. There is no give, what is it?
Give and take?
Give and take, or
I mean, that
kind of
shit. See, like, that doesn't bother me because it's like, all right, well, it's
her
house, whatever. Yeah.
Although, God, I was doing my taxes the other day. I forgot how much she, like, charges to my company. And then she's like, you're not paying for it. It's Hercules. And I'm like, what the fuck do you think Hercules Safe and Lock is? It's my fucking money.
One employee.
Yeah, there's one. He's me. The fuck? If William named his savings account William Inc., and then you're like, William Inc. is paying for it, I'd be like, how fucking stupid are you?
What is she charging?
I mean, okay, so
she
I
have
think
like a company she, credit card?
No, she has my checkbook, though.
Oh, my gosh.
So she, like, every month I'm paying for lawn care at the house, which is like 50 to 100-ish. I'm paying for the Washington Post, which is like 50-something.
What?
Oh, yeah. I'm paying for
shit.
Pest control.
I mean, okay, yeah, you can't have fucking termites in a house.
And then I think, like, she pays me back maybe for home internet, like the fucking cable bill. I could be wrong on that. But I forgot how much she used to be into me, and that's kind of how I justified living there. I was like, all right, I'm subsidizing some of this shit, which I was.
Right.
But now I'm just not there. And I kind of forgot that I did all this. And I was like, my fucking accountant was like, okay, there's like 30 checks that are missing info. Can you fill them in? And I was like, sure. And I went through the app the other night, going through images of each one. And they're all in her goddamn handwriting for the same shit over and over. I was like, motherfucker. I just.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, man. She showed me.
Did she ever work or do anything?
Yeah. I mean, I think her longest stint was with the FAA.
Oh, really?
That's the only reason she has any money now. She gets like a pension or whatever the fuck. Or...
Nah, just 401. She was beyond the good days. Yeah. And she's out living the 401, I think. When our parents got together, she was making more money. And I guess our dad was really like old world about it and was just like, yeah, you're staying home with the kids now, bitch. Like,
okay. That was a good move.
Well, no, I think it was. Actually, it wasn't that, because it was that fucking babysitter. I don't know if you were alive yet, like, abused me. And, like, dad picked me up one time, and I just had a giant red handprint, like, out of a comic book or something on the side of my face.
Yeah,
are you serious?
Yeah, and he was just like, I'll fucking murder you if I ever see you again. And, like, basically, my mom quit working after that.
Was it a woman?
Yeah, it was a broad.
Do you remember her hitting you?
No, I was like 3 or some shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what did you do to deserve it?
Yeah, I must.
What were you wearing?
Two sizes to every store.
I was wearing this like loose underwear and I was scratching my testicles.
You were asking for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for a green stain in the front, they had a red stain in the back.
Oh, God. Do a little Italian cookie action with the brown in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, it was back then, I think, like, you know, before, like, cameras and the internet and all that shit, like, people would run daycares, and mom did it, like, just out of their house, and, like, there's no certification, it's just some fucking person. But, yeah I watched kids in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, my mom did that.
Yeah, that was, like, my first play ever, like, fucking jamming Transformers and chicks fucking gooches when you're both, like, 5
years
old.
And I remember, like, when our mom did it, I pulled some girl's, like, hair out of her head.
Oh, yeah.
Your name was Danielle or whatever.
Yeah.
I gave my buddy a haircut. And,
did you?
Yeah, when we were both in kindergarten. And I'll never forget. My mother had a migraine and she was asleep and it was just us two in the house. But she was watching him. He'd come over. Because his parents worked. And I can't remember. I know I took a pair of safety scissors.
Uh-huh.
And he was just, he still is. He was this little Irish kid with this, like, thick sort of, like, almost kind of like your hair, but, like, you're, like, really black.
Yeah.
And I just started going, and I can't even remember what he looked like. I just remember my mother coming downstairs, like, with this headache that she's trying to get over, and she's, like, half awake, and then I just hear, oh, my God, Kevin!
Because there's no hiding that.
Yeah,
there's nothing.
Yeah.
He just shaved the kid's head. Or...
Well, I mean, I cut it. I
thought I saw lice. Yeah. That's why it's bald now.
And I remember, like, she made us sit in opposite chairs in the living room, and we were just kind of looking at each other, like, what's going on? Like, what's the problem here?
Now you eat it.
You want to cut his hair? You got to cut all of it.
She just fucking, like, Elmers it back onto his head.
Just get him out of the house.
Glue stick.
Oh, I remember, like, his mom was, his name was named Mary Ellen, and I remember the phone call, and she's like, Mary Ellen, I laid down for a nap. I had to.
Oh,
and I was like, gosh, what is going on?
Dude, fucking women with kids with a real head of hair. Like, mm-hmm. That's better than the porn we walked in to them. Oh, my God. I still have vivid memories of going to Haircuttery as a kid and the Asian women there, like, fawning over my fucking head of curly poof. Yeah. Oh, God. Just, they could not get enough of it. A kid with a real mane. That's like getting to third base for them. They can't get enough of it. They fucking love it. Yeah. So, I think we're all kind of processing the weekend we've had.
Oh, yeah.
I started it, so it was like Saturday night, and Will and I saw Michael's, he had an improv show.
Sorry.
And I just want to throw this out here because I want, like, listener opinion.
Mm.
So you can tweet me at Papa's Basement, whatever the fuck you want to do to get in touch with us, or email inpapasbasement@gmail.com. I was served a dish, and Michael, Will, I don't know if I got your take on this too. I was served a dish, and you tell me how you would have reacted to this dish, how you would have played this hand of cards.
All right.
It was like a take on that elote, the Mexican street corn shit.
which is delicious.
Delicious, yeah. But that's usually like just an entire cob, right?
Or
like
and it's covered with like, oh god damn, it's like chipotle, like a cream? Lime, crema, and then cotija cheese.
Yeah, okay.
And it's fucking amazing.
So
and they roast the corn too, so it's like that grilled. Sounds good. Yeah, oh, it's so good.
So this was like that shit, but quartered. And you know how you can kind of like rake a knife down the side of a corn cob?
And yeah, like your chefs do that shit all the time.
Yeah, and you're shaving kind of, like you can even shave a little cob in there and it's like, fine, you can fucking eat it, right?
Right.
Not a big deal. So they make like this Lincoln log structure out of like quarters of this fucking corn cob, this elote, and then they put a knife and fork on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And I start just like tucking in, using the knife and fork to like chop these quartered cobs and start chewing on them. And I'm like, this is some damn ass chewy corn. And it wasn't until I sucked down the first like bite or two that my girl was like, what the fuck are you? Did you just eat a piece of corn cob?
Yeah, I was going to say, so did you ask anybody what you were supposed to do? Like, were you supposed to just eat the kernels?
Well, yeah, because I was just eating like quarters of corn cob. Like, I just assumed, here's my logic process, Michael. You're serving this to me. Like, corn on the cob is easy to eat because you're getting the entire fucking cob to hold.
Right. I get where you're coming from, too.
Yeah, you've cut it into like 2-inch strips that are quartered. I'm kind of assuming this is like a baby corn situation.
It wasn't like in a toothpick or anything?
Nah.
No, I saw it like, I probably would have done the same thing he did.
Yeah.
Just start were you able to
swallow it?
I had to just start grabbing it and then eat it like little quarters of corn on the cob.
But
like,
when you first, when your girlfriend first was like, what are you doing? Had you just been chewing up the whole thing?
I ate an inch of quartered cob, yeah.
How was it?
I mean, it eventually gave. Like, the molars do a lot of work.
Okay, so it wasn't like, this wasn't like something that was going down super easy.
No.
Oh,
no, okay. No. Like, this would, I would require like a second stomach. I
could see myself doing that, but like, yeah. I mean,
if you're going to do it, don't do the fork and knife.
They didn't.
That's what fucking, confused it's finger you. Food. That's it.
Did the, what was your waiter or waitress server like?
The answer is not around nearly enough. Yeah. No,
and then really? We had to move into the bar because we were al fresco and clearly a storm was coming. Like wind straight up like blew my menu out of my hand and like hit the waiter in the head. Yeah.
No,
but the bartender was fine as shit. I didn't say anything because she was right there. Like, did you think so?
I would have banged her. I
thought she was pretty hot.
Really? Yeah, she's okay looking. I don't know. Fucking.
Boy. Maybe the glasses did it for me.
Yeah, Ethiopian with glasses, something like that. I don't know.
Ooh, that does sound.
Yeah,
and it was like clearly the fake glasses too. They're like way too big.
Oh, like stylish.
Probably don't even have lenses in them.
Like a hipster. Like
they a have lenses. They just don't do anything.
Just stick your finger through and touch their eyeball.
I thought I'd be coming on those. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I thought she was pretty hot, but...
Yeah, she is. Sure.
So what was your question to me? Would I have done the
tax
same?
Tax code. No. Yeah, would you... The fork and knife really being the tip off to me that I'm supposed to just cut this shit up and shove it in my apron.
Right.
How would you have played it?
I probably would have done the same thing.
Okay, good.
Me too, because no one... Even if you had a whole corn on the cob and they gave you a fork on the knife, like, can you... Unless you're a chef, you don't know how to scrape that shit off, and you can't do that with a butter knife, which is what you had.
Hell no.
Is that all your dish was?
No, that was a prefix meal. Oh, yeah, it was the appetizer, and then I had like a chicken.
When chefs do that shit you're talking about, they do it with like a Cutco knife. They could like take a finger off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're shearing the side of it, and I thought they'd done that with this. Which, by the way, they should have done. That would have been a way better fucking preparation of this shit.
Right.
Lazy bastards. Unskilled.
But it was good.
I liked it. Meal was decent. Jula's on the waterfront at the Old Town Alexandria.
Okay.
We've walked by it several times when my girlfriend marches me up and down that trail, whatever's there. And she's like, we should go there sometime. I'm like, all right, fine. And last night was the night. And then we we got our cheesecake to go.
Oh, nice.
So that we could make it in time to Michael's show.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, Michael, you...
It was, you know what? It was a sleepy show, but no, it wasn't good. I'm just going to tell the listeners that I was not happy with, I mean, it was a low energy show. The audience was, you know.
There wasn't much of one, unfortunately.
There wasn't much of one, and, which makes it hard.
And I could tell it was going to be lean because it was raining a few hours ahead of the show. And I don't, like...
Just every asshole in this area tries to go on like a last minute vacation, kind of like
that
you
too,
next
yeah.
week.
Well, you know what? I mean, theaters go dark. I've repeated myself on this too many times this summer, but like, I just don't think we should be doing shows in the summer.
It's a really hard thing to make happen.
Yeah.
And I'll just say this, like people that buy tickets for like the DC Improv or like a theater show, they're not going to bail on that shit. It's like a big act that comes to town once a year, but you and I, we put on shows that are like monthly or like every six weeks, and like we charge $10 to $20 for it. Like, even if people have purchased tickets, they don't fucking think twice if it's raining and just be like, I'll see those pieces of shit next month. Like, who cares? Yeah. So, like, anytime I've got a show and it's overcast, I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I'm about to have my audience halved.
Yeah, and then our set that Sean and I did, I just didn't
like. Well, we can, let's.
Oh, you know what? Maybe you should guide this because I don't want to.
You don't
want to
step in it.
Yeah, that's I don't want to shit.
I don't either because one of the people in the improv troupe that I will levy critique at is like a friend. Another was like a former coach of mine. They're like, they're nice people and they're skilled in a normal improv setting, but we'll get to that in a second.
I'm not in your world, so fuck them.
So Sean, for those that don't know, Michael performs with Sean Westfall, who was on the show a bunch back in like 2018, 2019. Like my improv teacher for several years, kind of got me into this world. Love the guy, you know, he's a good dude, even if he rejected me for.
We can get to that too.
It's fine. But they perform as a duo in the DC area at Galactic Panther, a venue in Old Town Alexandria that like my auxiliary, my improv group used to do. And we kind of got out of it and I was like, they needed a home. They found that it all worked out. The weird thing for me is like, since they've come there, even though it's like, it's the Shawn Michaels show, you guys always have like a host who's doing the hosting duties, but Sean is the one doing like opening announcements and closing announcements. And you're kind of like, who the fuck is in charge here?
Right.
Last night you had a stand up, Jenny Cavallaro. She was legit funny. One of the better, cause your acts have kind of been hit and miss. I've seen good stuff. I've seen bad shit there to be blunt, opening for you. Jenny was great. And then there was like this, coming up next was an improv troupe that was part of they're going to be performing at Washington Improv Theater's Improvapalooza.
It's a festival of kind of just mini shows.
The hook being like it's used to be 24 hours. I don't know if it's that anymore.
I mean, dude, it runs that is an idea that came about in 2007. I remember the dude that conceived it, this guy named Zach Phillips. I remember where I was, where he's like, I have this idea where like we just do a whole night of like just half baked ideas.
Yeah. That is the concept, what Michael said. It's supposed to be like really weird show ideas and shit that like wouldn't fly as a main stage show. I guess my beef with that automatically is I feel someone should kind of be like a master of an art form before they lampoon it, before they get a little loose with it. And I don't think many people doing that stuff at WIT or many other venues, to be honest, are good enough to be taking a shit on it.
Are you saying they're the Tommy Wiseau of improv?
Like, sure, fuck it.
Well, I think that, I mean, they were making fun of pretentious performance art.
Oh,
pretentious,
yeah. And that is that group specifically that performed last night. Yeah. But in general, like, I remember I was part of something called the Hot. I did it 1 year right before Washington Improv Theater exited Source Theater. And I was like, fuck it. I'm not going to be on this stage anymore. I might as well go. And I was part of like the hot sauce thing where like you went on stage for 10 minutes and did shots of like hot sauce and then tried to perform. And that was like the funniest concept I thought was there.
Wasn't like, that like a YouTube thing?
There's
hot things
there's hot.
Or whatever the fuck it's called. Hot.
Where oh,
you do an
hot,
interview.
Yeah,
you
hot.
Something things.
Yeah, this was like we just took
hot takes.
It's so hot something, yeah. But yeah, it's yeah. Like you eat progressively
hot Carl's.
Carl's.
Spicier turds.
I mean, and
hey, I have a real quick thought. Don't you think the Dirty Sanchez is more of a retaliatory move?
It's certainly not sexual.
I mean, it's not? Is it sexual?
With 90% of those things, do you think
anybody actually ever does?
Exactly. In
except
the history of the world.
Diamond. Yeah.
Well, you know,
fucking 8 billion people on the planet. Has it ever happened once, really?
Well, space docking makes sense to me, which is, you take
touching
a,
tips?
No, you take a, well,
you,
that is
you
one.
Both, or at least one person has to be uncircumcised.
Yeah.
And
but
you
I've
roll
also,
the foreskin over the other to form
I mean, that's
an airtight
one way
seal.
To do it. The way that I've done it that has been also validated by the Urban Dictionary is that you take a shit in a Ziploc bag and you freeze it.
Okay.
And then while you're having sex with your partner when they're turned
oh,
around,
Jesus Christ.
You use it as a dildo.
oh, God.
I mean, we've all done that, though, right?
Michael, this is a family show. Come on.
I know. I looked up space docking the other day, and you're right. Your first definition was the first one to come up.
Yeah, yeah.
But the subsequent ones.
Wasn't
anyway,
a,
I don't want
to.
That's
rumor,
don't
like
get
some
poppin'.
Girl we went to school with shoved like a frozen hot dog in her pussy.
Yeah,
it got stuck.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
I think ER rooms are full of those stories. I think it's like more common.
I think
than
if
you think.
Anything good happens in an ER, it lives on for like months in that place.
Imagine,
like,
yeah, it's such a shitty work environment. Like, oh my god, this guy's a
possibly
frozen
like
hot
the time
dog up
that
his
you,
ass.
The time you picked me up on mushrooms.
Oh, that was funny. Oh, that was good. Fucking cops were just like waiting to pop you, but they couldn't.
No,
it was great. Just like, oh, him. Yeah, he's in the back. You could tell they're like, we already searched him. We didn't have anything on him. So, yeah.
I didn't. Well, no, I just totally turned us 90-degree away
in
from
our,
what we were talking.
There's always room for
laboriously jealous. Planned outline.
What was that?
Spent hours conceiving before we started talking.
Wasn't just me like typing my notepad while dropping a D this morning.
Oh no, we were talking about the show
Improvapalooza.
Improvapalooza.
And again, yeah, it's people like they're doing their half baked ideas, and I would be way more comfortable with that if I thought like the people doing not half baked ideas were just fucking killing it. You know what I mean? Like if they were putting on virtuoso improv performances, I'd be like, by all means, take the piss.
Right.
You know what I mean? Do whatever the fuck you want with it, Chief. But I, former gifted kid, whatever the fuck you want to explain this with, I have a real problem with people like thinking like let's play with something that we're not particularly good at.
You know what? I cannot judge anybody.
I don't right either. Now. I'm just saying.
Because I have been putting up steaming piles of shit on stage like for the past couple months.
Yeah, I'm putting one on tape right now. You know,
right? I know, right? Yeah, it's like whether land, air, by sea. Like,
yeah,
it's just,
yeah. I
delivered
the
audio live. You know, recorded. I have been. Fucking,
Michael Magic is coming to you.
I swear. I mean, like last night. I just was on stage and I was like, gosh, I can feel like you can feel when there's like no energy. Mm-hmm. And then on top of it, there's been times where there's like no energy and you're like, okay, this still feels all right.
I'm doing well.
Yeah.
Despite.
And this felt like swatting at fucking like at air. Like I was like, couldn't get anything to catch. Sean and I weren't listening to each other. We weren't paying attention to each other. We were on, and it was like you rely on that energy, and And like, just even like the titter of even a small audience of like, oh, should go that way. And gosh, man, like I literally on stage a couple times last night was like, all right, refocus, get back into it. Let's like fucking.
It isn't as bad as you think it is.
Let's find a way fucking through this.
Well, okay. Like, let me give you the fucking Rosetta Stone with which you can decode what happened last night, Michael. You had a very funny stand up and then you had an improv group that, again, probably has performed together once or twice because that is the fucking magic. I don't know how else you want to put it of the format that we practice. Like you and Mike or you and Sean performing as Sean Michaels for like a decade plus is far outside the norm, really. Mm. And I like part of why I'm with my auxiliary, the short form group. They've somehow kept it going for like close to a fucking decade or something.
Right.
Usually it's just people like coming together, falling apart. Like it's like a weird little inbred punk scene kind of thing. You know, it's like, oh,
very much is.
Yeah. The guitarist from Cumfingers is getting together with the drummer from Shit Stains.
I love Cumfingers. Yeah. They're like, really good. They're really good.
They're coming together. They're doing a group called Seven Fuck, you know, like, right. Oh, did you hear their new song? And then that falls apart in 2 weeks. So that's what was happening here. A bunch of improvisers centered around the Washington Improv Theater came together to do this fucking format where they wanted to satirize performance art.
Yeah.
Which I, like, I'm sorry. Here's my immediate where I bristle at this.
It's too meta.
It's too meta, but also, like, long-form improv as it is pretentious as fuck.
It is.
Like it's like you're in the prison yard and a rapist walks up to you and is like, the pedophile, can you believe that guy? It's like, hey, chief, I'm not on your side either, all right? Like, you might be this much fucking better than him, but like, so for long form improv to think it's gonna take one out of the side of performance art, it's like, come on, man. You could also be opening for performance artists like that.
What the fuck is performance art? The Yoko Ono?
Like, kind of, yeah. Like, I've always thought of it as very prop based, like sticking an apple up your ass and being like, "That's your Emancipation Proclamation."
I mean, I guess performance art can be, I mean, really
anything. Yeah, it's such a vague thing.
I think in order for it to catch, I mean. What Saturday Night Live?
Yet they were all dressed like Steve Jobs. I was like, "Is that the performance?"
Well, dressed
outfit
in the,
I had on both yesterday and today.
Dressed in all black. Yeah, the uniform. I will say this: I liked what they did. I know where they were going. Again, like I will allow you to. Critique. I cannot.
No, again, there criticize. Were people in that group that are skilled, and I'm friends with some of these people. Look, we've all, and they were, I think what irks me about it is twofold, and I might come up with more than twofold.
I mean, if you want to blame anyone, you should blame Sean and I for the way that we set up the show. We didn't structure the show well either. Even after, like, Pierce, who I loved his story, loved it.
Oh, I talked with Pierce today.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, no, don't let me. No, I loved, I don't know. We had, it was just a combination of elements that I just am just. The only thing I could say is I really appreciate your all's support for coming. I hate. I mean, it's been a struggle at this place, and I fucking.
It's a struggle for us.
I know, but I hate doing dog shit, and I feel like all I've been doing is dog shit.
Dude, I hated improv performing there too. Yeah. Like, it's something about that venue that runs off people. Like, it just cannot get asses in seats, and I don't know why. And that's why I'm, like, trying to employ with you guys the shit that my group never did, and we eventually just abandoned the place.
Right.
But...
Well, having one-person bathroom for a live performance...
Oh, yeah. That's tough. Okay.
But I don't know. That's one thing. But we'll just get back to the group real fast. It was, for, like... 60 seconds, I was kind of laughing. Like, it's them in black shirts, like making these very like pompous straight face statements, and you're like, okay, that's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the scenes didn't go anywhere. It felt like they abandoned this satirization of performance art within like 3 minutes,
and just did long form improv.
Yeah, it just became disjointed.
They're swinging and missing then at that point.
It was just not funny. It wasn't, and again, I will say this for the thousandth time, this isn't to impugn the talent level of anyone in that group, and I mean that sincerely. Like, some of those people are really good improvisers. I've seen them murder with their friends and stuff like that. But I'm so fucking sick of people just being like, yeah, let's throw a fucking group together. And then having the balls after like two practices to put that on stage for in front of a paying audience that's like, hey, I've been working all fucking week.
Right.
I thought this was a comedy show. Where the fucking laughs? And to just eat like bowlfuls of shit the way that I ate at that Chinese buffet I went to 2 hours ago. Not shit, just food. Just to ladle it out and to not fucking care. Because I think the biggest condemnation of it all is like they ran the fucking light that Sean gave him. Too,
oh, really?
I believe.
Oh, I didn't see that. Usually I can see one.
They ran the fucking light. Like if I was doing that show, I would have like prayed that, I don't know, I caught a sniper scope or something in the background and like, oh, that's the light. That's our time, people.
Yeah.
And Sean's like, that's 7 minutes. I was like, oh, yeah, sorry, that's our bad. And then you fucking leave.
Right.
And change your name, maybe. I don't know.
I hear you on the, I mean, there's a good many groups. The whole scene right now is, a little bit, I feel like inexperienced.
Yeah. And just keep that on the stage where they're grading on a curve. Don't put that in front of fucking paying patrons who had some booze in them. It's Saturday night. They just want to forget how shitty their life is. Not
so it's
be
the comedic equivalent of jazz, where it's just musical masturbation.
Yes!
Like you're playing for other people who also play instruments.
Exactly. Right. It's kind of
like,
just
that's
jazz.
That's also an...
It is freeform jazz.
That's a stand-up open mic, too.
Yeah, exactly. And you're talking an audience that is eating a plate of chicken wings and wants to hear the band play fucking Hotel California or Pour Some Sugar
Yell
on
out
Me.
Freebird.
Yeah, that and you're fucking doodling Dave Clark 5 in your dick off. Like, fuck that. And I was talking to Pierce because Pierce McManus, great storyteller, does Perfect Liars Club in the D.C. area. He's had me on a few times. He's had Michael a few times, Sean a few times. Great guy. And he told a pretty funny story, but it wasn't like, ha-ha, a ton. And it would have been if the audience had been properly primed. But, like, I think you would have, like, you would have less lost the audience had you brought on, like, French-Canadian fur traders that beat baby seals to death after Jenny did her
set. What did you hear from Pierce?
So, I was like, the next day, I was walking with Kelly getting marched around, and I was like, I got to text Pierce and just tell him, like, hey, man, like, you did well. You know, it wasn't your fault. And I without any leading, I was like, hey, man, I thought you did a great job last night. He's like, yeah, I really was shocked by, like, the lack of laughs and energy. And I was like, I don't think that was on you. And he's like, yeah, you know, I actually kind of enjoyed what that group was doing or trying to do, but I don't think it went over so hot.
But again, he's in that world. So it's like when comics play to the back of the room.
Yeah.
You can do stand up and try to make the other comedians laugh. Or you can get up there and say, hamburger, and make the idiot fucking crowd laugh. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Hamburger. I remember that guy. hamburger.
Earthquake? Is that his name?
I don't know.
I forget.
I will say this. I was probably in seventh grade watching Def Jam. I don't know how old I was. I could have been older. And I was like, I fucking hate this.
We were not fans as kids, but I remember we were in a hotel room one time on vacation, and there is a bit we quote to each other.
Which we can't quote on
this. Yeah. Hey, fat. Word that white men cannot say on air. That was a great.
I wish I could remember that guy's name. No, that wasn't Def Jam. That was. What's
I think I saw him the first time on Def Jam. I get it. What I liked
P.
it.
Diddy's one?
Oh, was it the P. Diddy?
Bad Boys of Comedy.
Okay.
Which actually had like some really good comics. I don't know, Mike Britt came out of that, but I was surprised. Like they were all like really fucking funny.
Did Diddy rape any of them?
Beat them in the hotel hallway. Yeah. Drag them by their hair.
Come back here and make me laugh, motherfucker. So, yeah, Pierce and I talked a bit, and then, yeah, so Pierce did his story, which with a proper crowd.
I love that story. Fine. I absolutely love
it. About him, like, pissing himself. Mm-hmm. Which is something I was plagued by last year when I was just chugging coffee. I like literally went to a urologist and I was like, I think I'm incontinent. And the answer is like, sure, maybe my age plays a little into it, but like I'm also taking Ritalin and fucking drinking more coffee. Yeah.
Wait, that was a true story?
What, him pissing his pants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. That changes everything.
Oh, yeah.
That was a perfect liar. So
I
was like,
I thought he just made that up.
Nah, he fucking pissed himself.
Oh God, yeah. I think then that opener had the effect on me, where it's just like instead of warming the crowd up, you cool them the fuck down.
Right.
I mean that second act was an ice bath. Like, and again, kind of like Will saying, "Hey, I do a lot of improv. I can kind of appreciate both what they tried to do, and I can appreciate a fucking cluster F." When I see one, and not in a judgy way, just being like, we've all been there, chief.
To tie into like what they were doing last night, like Sean did a lot of like guitar humor, which I thought was funny, like referencing Eric Johnson and shit. But it's like, if you go to an Eric Johnson concert, 95 to 99% of the crowd is going to be guys who play guitar. There's not going to be some hot chick with big tits who's like, oh, I love Eric Johnson.
Yeah, that is. I mean, God. Now you're just
I listened to Cliffs of Dover over and over when I was like a freshman in college.
Sorry, I was just thinking of big tits at concerts. The first pair I ever saw. God damn.
Oh, I can remember a chick from a mosh pit in like 2003. Giant natural tits and skinny waist.
I still remember as a Pantera show, the Clash of the Titans? War of the Gargantuas or Clash of the Titans?
Them and White Zombie.
Yeah.
And Deftones.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just an awesome fucking concert.
Oh,
I don't remember
God.
Any like, particular
first,
flashes. But
those were the first bare tits I ever saw in person. One of Pantera's
roadies.
Because
you'd be 13 some fucking like 29-year-old woman just whips out her giant tits.
You're
it's
like,
fucking
this
great.
Is, this is the most insane thing I've ever seen. Like, you can't process it. You're just like, oh my fucking. Those are adult titties.
Yeah, you're a teenager. It's like, you haven't been to a strip club yet?
No. You're like, oh my God, those exist not on pages. Like,
maybe
that's you've insane.
Fucked around with a few fat girls in your grade.
I hadn't even done that. I had done nothing. I was just like, oh my God, it's exactly like they said it was, even better. Oh God. So yeah, that you were dealing with one of the most iced audiences I've seen in my life.
Yeah, because like I just said, it was completely lost on me that this guy's telling a true story.
Yeah. I'd never thought of that.
Yeah, because again, there's no proper introduction for him. And right. Like, hey, this is Pierce McManus telling a story of what happened to him. Like, no, just kind of like, hey, get the fuck on stage. And yeah, it was not a great.
Oh man, it's one that I'll be glad to kind of just get some time and distance away from.
Yeah, I mean that's the beauty of it. There's always the next.
It
one,
really
right?
has been this entire summer though. Of shows. I I'm not blaming anyone else but myself.
Well, I can only say this, man. The year that I did at Galactic Panther, and I don't want to shit on the venue. Like, the year I did there, like, it might have been a mix of factors, but I was very disheartened myself. I don't know if it's that place or what. I mean, it always sucks performing to, like, 10 people.
I mean, my experience is there lately, it doesn't matter the venue. It just feels like, I don't know. I think maybe it could just be the summer. It could be just a stretch. I'm not sure. Maybe I should Maybe I should just hang up my spikes.
I mean, again, like I said, when it comes to anything in this area, like, it's just dead in the summer because it's so suburban and people's kids dictate their fucking lives. So
right.
If like, kids are out of school, then that just shifts everything around here.
Right. Yeah.
Now, another thing I was thinking, sorry to cut you off, like, in terms of structure, like, have you guys ever done a show, like a stand-up show, where it's like, say you have an opener as a stand-up, like, they act as host, and then you have the middle, and then you have the host come back on and do, like, a few more minutes, and then you guys headline? So
kind of. I think
we, your first one was that.
Yeah. I think our first, when we did shows about 10 years ago or
No, the one you did recently. Like, your first at Galactic Panther with Ramin.
Yeah,
but was it three acts or four? I don't recall.
Yeah,
we performed there that night, right? Or no?
Huh?
I feel like we performed.
Oh, yeah, you guys did after Ramin?
I think so. Or
2 months ago?
Did we perform with you at Galactic ever or no?
Yeah, yeah, I thought maybe the first show.
Or was it a different venue that we performed with Shawn Michaels? No, we performed at Big Bear. We haven't performed with you at Galactic, yeah.
Yeah, no, but I mean, that's a good idea. I think, I don't know. I'm open to whatever sort of ideas. But, like, yeah, lately, though, I don't know. Like, it. I almost wonder if it doesn't matter because, like, I don't know. September and October will say a lot, especially, I think. But, I don't know. It just like the vibe, the energy in shows is just. Maybe I'm not vibing.
It's just hard putting asses in seats. Like lately, he's like, I don't know what the fuck is up. He's like, if you're not Taylor Swift, you cannot get someone to put down their phone and quit the TikTok. And I was like, brother, I know what you're doing.
Yeah, like, and Washington Improv Theater and DC Improv have, like, you know, the majority of, like, live comedy market. And
well, DC Improv, let's not lump Wit in. Wit is a very struggling outfit compared to DC Improv, I feel.
Yeah, they're not struggling, though. As far as, like, you know.
They have name recognition. I don't think they put serious asses in seats.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Really?
Oh, yeah, on their prime nights. I haven't been on one of their prime nights in a while.
You mean just like a Friday or Saturday or something? Okay, yeah.
So, you know, the whole fucking landscape has changed, and it's depressing. I mean, like, I'm really having a hard time even just keeping up my enthusiasm for the hustle and like doing it. I don't know. I could see myself like kind of like totally walking away from it for a while by the end of the year after our last show in December.
I mean, I took a hiatus for several months. I was not doing much of anything and now I'm back at it. Sometimes it helps, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I can only say you're like one of the funniest motherfuckers I've ever encountered. So it's the world's loss, Michael, if you leave.
I love doing it, but it's I don't know. Something feels out of place right now. Like and part of like what kind of like is weird about it is like I don't mind feeling that way either.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. You used to abhor.
Yeah, like yeah. It's almost like this feeling of like, you know what? I'm not vibing with you, but you're not vibing with me. So like, why continue to do this?
Yeah,
you know. But I hope maybe it is just a funk. I don't know. I always like doing like creative shit. I mean, I always have like I'm always like thinking of stories or jokes. But like, gosh, it has been tough going as far as like. Like where's like there's not even like an end goal with like a monthly show because like the monthly shows that we're putting up right now are fucking.
Well, those things like not to be a dick, they're not going to lead anywhere. Like so, you better enjoy them. And if you're not enjoying them, exactly.
I mean that was kind of like I was thinking like oh if we could do a monthly show and get something going and like but like. Gosh, if like we can't get butts in seats and like, you know,
yeah, it's just
are edit. The quality of acts are kind of uneven from month to month, then it's like, what do we. So
Who puts the shows together? Are you,
Sean, and I do, as far as like just putting out calls and then fielding emails and being like, all right, you can have this, you know, so.
Well, you are almost at time, sir.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Don't want to keep you. Next Sunday? For
yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. Will, anything to add?
No, like I said, man, I thought you guys were funny.
I think you guys, especially Will, and we can get into Will kind of walking away from guitar, which always makes me sad given your talent level. But
I still don't do live shit. Like exactly like this kind of reason where it's like exactly if I'm not making my living doing this. And I'm not really enjoying doing this.
Right.
And why the fuck am I doing it?
You reach the logical conclusion.
Right.
I'd
like to find the joy in it again.
That's where I was. I had to just keep pushing, and then I kind of found some ways that it was fun again. This is fun. This will never stop being fun to me. Just bullshit. Like, this will never... I've never once, literally the only time I walked away from this is like when I was on Hinge and just like fucking all the time. And I was like, okay, that's better than talking with you guys in a stinky room.
That's hard to walk away from.
Yeah, exactly.
I have not done that in over a decade.
Gotten laid?
No, that happened a couple days ago. But
good for you.
Why don't we talk about that?
Yeah, talk about getting a little stank on your dick.
Let me smell your fingers.
Yeah. Let me smell your ass.
No, now I'm actually at the point where I'm apologizing to women I met on Tinder.
Oh.
Yeah. All that time ago. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I was a piece of shit.
That's awesome, man.
What, you're like apologizing and then like, are you available for coffee?
Yeah.
No, actually the girl I'm thinking of, she moved to Denver, but it was someone like... There's really like two women out of all the women I've been with that I kind of felt bad about how I conducted myself, as she was one of them. So I like, you know, she sent me something randomly on Facebook, and then, you know, we bullshitted back and forth for a while, and finally I was like, hey, you know, I wanted to say sorry for a long time. It was nice.
Well, fuck. Oh, go out cool. on that now. That's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
I thought you were going to say that this girl is like, I moved to Denver, and you're like, okay, I'm checking flights.
Yeah. I don't know.
Daddy's
about that,
got loads to dump.
I was too lazy to see her when she was in Woodbridge. So.
All right, guys.
All right, this has been fun.
Yeah, I'll be back. I think I'm at the beach, actually, Friday and Saturday, and coming back Sunday. So, fuck knows. I'm sure I'll have some shit to bitch about then. I'll be sharing a room with my girl, her best friend, and her best friend's 5-year-old kid. So,
oh god, you guys are going with Aaron?
We're going with Aaron. Yeah, oh, wow. Like we initially had two rooms, and then you and Mom didn't want to go, and Aaron wanted in, and I like in passing, I was like, well, if Aaron wants to save a buck or two, I have one reservation with 2 queen beds, and then Aaron was just like, yeah, we'll take that. And I was like, oh,
you're gonna regret that one.
I did not think this out. Yeah.
5-year-old?
Yeah. I like the kid well enough, but still, yeah.
I mean, you ever seen her, like, break down and cry and shit?
She, like, Aaron's
when
ADD
John
and shit.
Kelly don't stop fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you two just quit for 5 minutes?
Shut up and keep holding the phone. Not that way. Turn it the other direction.
This got to get on TikTok.
Yeah. We're filming a TikTok, not a Pornhub. Where's your sense of videography? All right, sirs.
All right.
Till the next one.
Out.